What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We're talking to Deanna Kilpatrick, an athletic trainer working with the San Antonio Fire Department, going on a year and a half there now, 13 years total in the profession, and she works with the Public Safety Athletic Trainers Society as well. So this is going to be a very interesting conversation. Deanna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/public safety. So I'll have the show notes and ways to contact Deanna at the end there. But again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/public safety. So I know you got a little bit of a time crunch. I guess this is your lunch break here.
It is.
Well, thanks for taking out time to speak with us. Can you tell me about your current job setting?
Currently, I'm the athletic trainer for the San Antonio Fire Department. We have 1,700 firefighters and EMS personnel. So in my capacity, I do evaluation, treatment, and rehab for all of our men and women.
All right. So you're working with all the, you're the only one employed, the only athletic trainer employed by San Antonio Fire Department?
Currently, yes. Hopefully we will be expanding soon.
All right. So what do you think that looks like, expanding?
We're actually waiting for step one, which is a bigger training room. That should be under construction within the next month or two. It will be roughly four times the size of my current training room, so I'm pretty excited about that. And we have actually begun the process of trying to get a second position through the budget. Should that go through, then obviously I'll have another certified athletic trainer. And I do have a clinical site agreement with Texas Lutheran University, so I have college students that are placed here as well for the semester.
Oh, very cool. So they get to do one of their internships with you.
Yes.
All right, very good. So you said your athletic training room is, howdy. your athletic training room is pretty small right now. What does that look like?
We will actually take a walk.
If you will, just kind of describe it as you're walking there, because...
That was my office, but my office is housed inside our gym, as you can see there. And that's just a gym workout area for personnel. We have a fitness class going on right now, actually. And then I have the traction table, if I can get it in here. I have one traction table, one split leg, and then the LAST table here, as well as is two combo units and hydroculator and cold compression.
All right, so just looking at that, it looks like it's about the size of kind of a large exam room at a doctor's office, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, and then the new location, is that going to be a completely separate building or...
No, the fire department actually leases the building that we're in right now, and the occupants next to us did not renew their lease, so we are taking over the rest of the hallway, and we're going to knock down walls and have fun, actually. Space is will increase, and then the athletic training room is going to increase probably about fourfold.
All right. Very good. All right. So how did you get involved with working with the fire department, and then what drew you there and what's kept you there?
In all honesty, I had twins and was staying home with them. And a friend of mine who is a firefighter called a few too many times for me to fix him. And so I started wondering, you know, why they didn't have something, an athletic trainer or some kind of medical professionals. That were available for their injuries. When I started researching, I found out that it just really didn't exist. So in all honesty, I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but I put together a business proposal and called headquarters until they gave up and let me present. And it took us about 2 years to get it up and running and off the ground. And really, I love it. The guys are very grateful for anything and everything that you can do. And the hours as far as family life are amazing. It's a standard 40-hour work week. No nights, no weekends.
That's obviously a huge draw. So you're here in Texas. Were you working at a high school previously?
I was. I was at Roosevelt High School in San Antonio.
All right. So I'm assuming your salary is somewhere close to mine. Like I make about 65, and you know, we're about at the same, started probably working at about the same year. And so Is your pay there with the fire department similar or comparable to what you were making at the high school?
That's the tough question, really. In order to get it up and running, I did have to take a pay cut. But we are in the process of correcting that as well. So with any luck, I will be comparable, if not higher, within the next year.
All right. Well, you know, it's one of those things, you know, if I'm working more hours and I don't know.
Right.
Not saying that you shouldn't get more. I was just saying just kind of so we are on the same page there.
Yes. No, absolutely. What we're looking for, actually, and it's something that's being discussed right now with my superiors, the head position being about 71,000 and the assistant being between 61 and 63.
Wow, that is amazing. Do you have like a copy of that business proposal that you would be willing to share?
I do. I have it saved, and I would be more than happy to email that to you.
All right, so I'll post that when I post this episode as well, and then at the end I'll get your email so that people can, you know, ask you questions about that because it's really cool. I listened to Alicia Pennington's podcast, the AT Vantage, and she's done some similar things, you know, going into places. She also is an athletic trainer for The Biggest Loser and that kind of stuff. And so just being in places where there aren't normally an athletic trainer, that's so cool that you were able to start this. So
I think it's in my research too. I've found that it's completely necessary. Over 50% of firefighter injuries are sprains and strains, so it makes sense. And there's no reason why we shouldn't try to break into this setting.
All right. What are some of the unique challenges since you've been there for a year and a half that you've had to learn? Maybe some of the unique skill sets you've had to learn.
The biggest thing was learning about the job requirements for firefighters and an understanding how that relates to injuries. So they've actually put me in gear and on air on a breathing apparatus and put me through the firefighter assessment drill. So going up and down ladder, pulling a 5-inch hose, pulling a 165-pound dummy, hitting a sled with a sledgehammer to simulate forcible entry, things like that the firefighters have to do. That way I can tailor rehab to make it more functional. Understanding what these guys go through is a big part of it.
All right. So how many times have you done those trainings? Have you gone back in there and done it, you know, every couple of months to make sure you know what you're doing there? Or?
No, I've only gone through it once. But I do participate in our exercise classes that's led by the fitness coordinator. He and I actually work together to try to put together both functional activities and workouts that help enhance their exercise.
Okay, so what are some of the other skill sets that you have found useful? I know that some of the Masters of Athletic Training students are graduating with their CSCS, or some of them are getting their soft tissue manipulation certifications, things like that. What are some of those things that you have found most helpful for your setting?
I do use a lot of soft tissue manipulation and muscle energy. There's a lot of back injuries. So those things in this setting, alleviating pain is a big part of it. So I will frequently employ those techniques.
All right. So soft tissue manipulation and muscle energy. Is there anything that you found to be unique to your setting?
That one's a tough one. Nothing that really comes to mind. Just because I know that I did use a lot of these same techniques in the high school before I came over. The difference really is that I have more time individually with the firefighters, so I am able to use them a little bit more frequently than I did in the high school.
I gotcha. And so you've only been there for a year and a half, and they didn't have an athletic trainer before. So how have you seen the patients or the firefighters respond to you being there?
It's a mixture. There are still some that are a little bit timid. They're very suspicious about my role in terms of whether or not I can keep them off duty. So part of it is breaking through and teaching them that that I'm not the bad guy and I'm not the one that's going to pull them out of duty for any reason. But thus far, my actual patients have received it very, very well and have been very appreciative of the services.
All right. So on that same line here at the high school, we all know that if a kid's hurt, then I can say, hey, coach, you can't participate. Is it the same way there for you?
No. And that is set up so that it is helpful for me because they are so suspicious. I actually cannot make any line of duty decisions. That has to be kept with a physician. That way the guys don't have that fear because I don't have that power to be able to sit them out. I can make recommendations and we'll document them. But I do not make any of those decisions at all.
I got you. And you feel like that has helped you?
It's helped break through, some of the suspicion.
Gotcha. All right. So if someone was interested in doing this, doing what you're doing, being your assistant, then what would you recommend that they do? What experiences would you recommend for them?
This is definitely not an entry level position. Learning to deal with city or government has taken a pretty steep learning curve, actually. And more knowledge on the business aspect of things. Coming in, I didn't have to really justify my position at the high school. So return on investment type information was a little bit foreign to me. And I have learned a ton over the past year and a half with that regard. So any business side of things would definitely go a long way in this setting.
All right. And then any other athletic training skills other than the business part, the part that we don't ever really get to because it's not what we normally do, anything that you would personally recommend someone get trained in before they try to work with firemen?
They're big on the Graston techniques, soft tissue manipulation, muscle energy. All of those are helpful. And potentially also, kinesio taping.
Gotcha. Do you have to do any first aid?
Very little. We actually have a wellness program. So we have two nurse practitioners and one LVN in-house. And they typically do the physicals, lab draws, things like that. So I am just the injury treatment rehab side of things. And since you're dealing with people that are EMT or paramedic certified, they will, for the most part, take care of their own first aid. So it's very limited whether, I guess really the only ones that I've done are the post-surgical type, taking care of wounds. Of that nature. There really hasn't been much of anything else.
Gotcha. Have you had the chance to help the EMTs like work with splinting or anything like that? Because I got a buddy who was a fireman. He's like, man, Jeremy, I need to come see you and take some splinting classes because I just put one on somebody and I was like, it's holding, but that looks terrible. Have you had a chance to educate them at all?
I have not yet, but it is a subject that I did broach with my administration. There's actually, I think, a lot of different directions that this could go in. And we are, since we're still in our infancy, we're exploring all the different ways that I could be utilized and things that I could do for the department. But that is a terrific idea.
Where do you see the future of public safety athletic trainers headed, or where does it look like it's growing the most?
I really see it exploding, to be honest with you. Since I came in, I think we have three fire departments across the nation that have now, either hired an athletic trainer or are in the process of hiring an athletic trainer. Obviously they're a little bit larger departments because funding is going to be the biggest issue. But there are more and more fire departments that are seeing this and seeing the benefits of it. And there's a lot of conversation that's going on. So I definitely see this as a setting that could take off very soon.
So here in Pasadena, Texas, they're volunteer fire departments, but in Houston, they're full-time.
Right.
So I can't imagine that a volunteer fire department would have an athletic trainer, right?
Right.
Right. And so I actually haven't ever checked to see if HFD has one, but...
They do not, currently. San Antonio is the only fire department in the state of Texas that has an athletic trainer. I know the city of Huntsville is in somewhat of negotiations with an athletic trainer. And he's actually broaching that side from the entire city's perspective, including police department, city personnel, and the fire department. Volunteer fire departments could be a scenario where you have an athletic trainer that's contracted out to maybe multiple volunteer fire departments if they're within a close enough range. But that's, you know, certainly an area that could be explored.
Very interesting. Yeah, because definitely working, you know, city workers, a lot of them, you know, working right. Heavy machinery or shovel. So again, you're working with the city, so you could easily be working with the police department, things like that. Do you know how many police departments? Are you the only public safety one in Texas?
In Texas, yes. And Nancy Burke out in Fairfax County, Virginia, works with a police department.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of others that are scattered across the nation. But as of right now, I would say, and it's a guess, I think there's probably no more than 10 of us that are in the fire department or police department setting.
Wow. I know I had a buddy that was a police officer, you know, dive and tackle whatever they call it, perpetrator or perp, whatever, and ended up tearing his ulnar collateral ligament in the thumb and ended up having to have surgery. But he was at the same thing. Hey, Jeremy, what do I do? What can I, you know? And so I was just talking about range of motion and testing and this other stuff. And I can definitely see a need for it. And it's really cool that you were able to create that. So every time you ever think about the San Antonio Fire Department and an athletic trainer there, that's because of you.
Well, thank you. It was very difficult. There's no easy way to put it. If someone is looking to try to get something started, get something created, be ready for the long haul. It's going to take time and a lot of perseverance. But be patient and keep trucking with it. That's really the best advice that I can give anybody. Don't give up on it. I know at one point in time, my husband had asked, you know, how long are you willing to stick with this and to try to make it go? And I think the next month was when we got the phone call that we had funding and it was go time. So it's definitely not for the faint of heart. Be willing to put in the work and the effort, and it's a huge reward.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I look forward to getting that email that has the business plan so they can help out people. And just as you were saying, have an idea about business. I talked about the AT Advantage podcast. So that's a really good one. It talks about the business part, which I don't know much about, but I'm learning as I listen to hers and as I, you know, talk with Scott Galloway or Chris Shattuck, those kind of people who are making things happen. So Dina, if someone wants to get a hold of you, what's going to be the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is probably by email. My city email is Dina, D-E-E-N-A dot Kilpatrick, K-I-L-P-A-T-R-I-C-K at sanantonio.gov. And I have that connected to my phone. I receive my email at all times through the day. So I will do my very best to answer in a very timely manner.
All right. And then the website to find out more about the Public Safety Athletic Trainer Society?
Public Safety. Oh, goodness. It's PSAT, P-S-A-T, society.com.
Or if you just forget, then just Google Public Safety Athletic Trainer and then come up there.
Awesome.
So, all right. Well, Dina, I appreciate you taking time out of your lunch break to talk with us, and congratulations on creating that program and your twin children there changing your life in more than one way. So,
well, thank you.
All right. Well, if you want, I can let you go and then I'll close out the podcast.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I'm looking for international guests to contact me. All right. If you're listening outside of the U.S., then I want you to contact me. I want to get a hold of you. I want to look to have you on the show as a guest, do a, either a listener spotlight, or especially if you've got a unique setting, then I definitely want to see or hear about it there. And then this is the last episode before NATA Houston. Actually, this one I think we'll release while we're at NATA Houston 2017. So don't forget to come check me out at the Frio Hydration booth. Jump on interview, be part of it. Just say hi, whatever it is. Take your picture with me so I can be famous with you. Or whatever it is. So check us out, NATA Houston. I really look forward to meeting as many of the listeners as possible. And again, if you're international, contact me. Obviously, I'm going to be at the Frio Hydration booth. They're the official sponsor of the Sports Medicine Broadcast for hydration equipment. I love them. Can't wait to get my solar panel from them. The unit is awesome. The kids love it. It's been heavy duty, and I just really enjoy using it. So check that out. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/public safety, and then you'll get the information from Dina. And if you're looking to make a move, looking to get out of the high school or to start a new program to do something different, then go for it. But be willing to be denied a bunch of times and then get a yes one time. So again, I recommend Alicia's podcast, as she talks about business a lot more and a lot more efficiently than I do. Check that out, the AT Vantage podcast. You can also get some free CEUs while you're there. So for Jeremy, Pasadena High School sports medicine students, Dina Kilpatrick out there in San Antonio, that is a wrap.